Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video isn't brought to you by any donations, because I didn't get any. So I wanted to share a comment from someone named Glad Panda on the Polyamory subreddit. And here's what he has to say, and I quote, "My wife and I are new to polyamory, and her first boyfriend seems like a nice guy. They've known each other for a long time, but live apart so everything's virtual at the moment. But our daughter and I are bisexual. And this guy votes for politicians who are actively harming and dehumanizing the LGBT community. My wife's not thrilled about it either, but I think it makes it hard for me to be supportive. When she's chatting with other new guys from dating apps, I'm excited to hear how it's going. And I look forward to her going on some dates once we're... we're out of the pandemic. But this other guy I have zero respect for. Can others share any similar circumstances?" Unquote. First of all, when Glad Panda says that his wife and her new boyfriend have known each other for a long time, that probably means that she was probably cheating on him, and if I had to guess, I'd say that she sprung the whole polyamory thing on her husband as a cover story for any and all prior affairs. Panda also says that his wife is with this guy, and it's a long-distance thing, online right now, which means it's most likely a friend zone thing. Or at least it appears to be that way for now. I used to think that stories like this were fake, but if you go to the Reddit link I put down below, there are tons of people responding back to this seriously. 10 years ago, many people would shame Glad Panda and call him Sir Simps-a-Lot because he enjoys being cucked, or think that he was just a troll pulling our legs. How can a man be this excited to be cucked and be picky about the types of men his wife is smashing? Maybe deep down he's worried that her new boyfriend is going to change her political views and that she might end up leaving him for the new guy. What's with people bringing politics into the bedroom? People worked very hard to get the government's and its sexuality laws from the 20th century out of the bedroom. It's not as if Trump or Republican voters are going to take gays back to the dark ages of the village people or something. I'll discuss more in just a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to weak husbands trying to find just the right man to sleep with their wives' clown world show. We're entering that weird place in societal breakdown where it's hard to know if people are trolling or telling the truth about their relationships. Recently, I made another video about a pregnant 38-year-old woman that was banging her parents, and it was their idea, it seems. The problem with sexual activity is that it takes more and more to excite you over time. What worked 5 to 10 years ago to reach full-blown ecstasy won't work for me today, because my brain doesn't release the same sort of high when I fap off to old content. Back in my 20s, I watched so much hot stuff that I'd started to go blind. Well, not exactly, but I was getting floaters in one eye from choking the chicken for too long. Apparently, there's oxidative stress and you deplete key vitamins and minimins when you drain your lizard. But with stories like this, reality is now stranger than fiction, it seems. How are people supposed to love someone else when open relationships are becoming increasingly common? And many couples do that because it's increasingly expensive to get a divorce. Some people in the comment section under that post say many of the things that I initially thought, such as perhaps that Glad Panda needs to evaluate his relationship with his wife, because maybe secretly her political views are to the right now. You know it's bad when polyamorous people that have been behaving that way for a long time are saying that too. For most of the 20th century, people worked hard to keep politics outside that bedroom. I.e., we don't let the state dictate what is and isn't appropriate behavior now. Now it appears that anything goes when it comes to emptying your gonads, but a person's political philosophy appears to become the most important thing in clown world. You can't agree to disagree and then dick someone because the left sees their beliefs as being degenerate. One woman practicing polyamory said this, and I quote, "If my husband dated a Trumper and we talked about how it made me feel and he didn't end it, we'd be having some serious talks about his values in couples therapy. And if it didn't resolve, I don't think I could stay. Maybe that's an unpopular opinion, but I'm bi too. And you're right. F that guy." Unquote. I don't see that as an unpopular opinion in that particular community, and now cancel culture is deciding which cooch you can smooch. The whole post with the husband complaining that his wife is talking to a Trumper that wants to hump her, and how it could break up their marriage is a case of life imitating art. In this case, life imitates a stand-up comedy routine. Even though, as I've said before, it's hard to find someone on the Republican right these days that actively harms LGBTQLMNOP people. This situation also could prove to everyone that women don't usually care about what comes out of a guy's mouth that they're attracted to. Sir Simpsalaw needs to realize that and separate his opinion from the person. Just because someone votes for a particular party doesn't mean that he or she agrees with everything the party is doing. Maybe this guy is jealous that his wife is talking to another guy and has repressed feelings about it, and is now using the excuse of politics to keep him out of her cooch. Maybe his wife is just shit-testing him and wants him to say, "Hell no, you can't cuck me no more." She probably understands fully that her husband is going to get pissed off by a Trumpster using her as a cum dumpster. Maybe she secretly wants a divorce and the polyamory thing is just an excuse, and she's laying down a strategic fight between them that could lead to the end of the relationship. A woman instinctively wants a man to lead her, and if he doesn't, she uses every opportunity she can to lead him to ruin. At least back in the days of swingers, they were honest because it was just sex. Once emotions got tied up and messed up the relationship. Even many of the swingers I've spoken to told me that the lifestyle is not meant for everyone. And maybe Sir Simpsalot, Glad Panda, needs to figure out if it's just too much for him to handle. Glad Panda also said this, and I quote, "I know my wife's value and mine align, but honestly, it's one of the fundamentals of our marriage. She wants to work for an organization like Planned Parenthood or NARAL, and I was a union organizer when she met me. Our marriage is probably as strong as it's ever been, which is why we're comfortable opening up to polyamory. But there's this history that she has with this guy that goes back a long way, that isn't easily dismissed as, 'Oh, the new guy votes for trash. F him.' I think she'd have that attitude with any new people," unquote. Looks like this guy better be careful that his wife doesn't try and monkey branch the new guy. He says that things are safe and secure, but this old fling of hers is someone from her past that she can't forget. All of the people in the comments seem to be focusing on the fact that his wife's old fling is a bigot, instead of ever mentioning the possibility that she's trying to monkey branch away from him. Plus, you have women playing the female chameleon. They tell you what you want to hear and mirror your values, so when you actually look at them, you're actually falling in love with yourself. Of course, no one would actually bring up any of these possibilities because they would be called a misogynist for even bringing up the possibility of a woman using a situation like this to her advantage. The women on Reddit won't bring it up because it gives away their games. The men won't say anything for fear of being banned. So I'm the one that has to say this, and I hope that Glad Panda hears this and doesn't write me off as a woman hater off the bat because of the MGTOW label. People also keep saying that he needs to talk about his hurt feelings with her. But as I said, this gives her an in if she wants to use the situation as an excuse to break up with him. Of course, women might be thinking that but not saying anything about it. So by nudging him in that direction, they're helping his wife get rid of her marriage, if that's her intention. That's female-owned group preference at work, and men have zero ideas about this. Other people say that maybe she's trying to change the Trumpster and get him to drink from the period blood Kool-Aid punch bowl. She also said that she wanted to work for an organization like Planned Parenthood. What if that was just what her husband needed to hear in order to settle down with her? Again, the female chameleon card at work. Women want both the weak men that are easily to manipulate and the bad boys that they can't control or that they're trying to domesticate. That's why polyamory works so well for many women. They have the safety net simp at home while they can go and connect to their long-lost Chad. The guy thinks he's lucked out, but he doesn't really understand that in most cases, he's not going to find a girlfriend of his own as easily as his wife will find a guy. He'll end up alone much more than she will. And plus, if this woman's husband was a high-quality man, she never would have had an open relationship with him for fear of another woman trying to steal him away from her. She's confident in him being so cucked that he won't be going anywhere. If I were him, I'd find a conservative woman that was a hot Trump supporter that was also pro-life and start dating her. Then he'd know if his wife is really a firm believer in Planned Parenthood or if she's just a poser. Maybe she's an old friend of his too from back in the day that's a bigot. Why discuss your feelings about your wife's behavior to her face and reveal yourself to be a simp when you can do what she does because she's given you permission to do so? And if she can't handle your behavior, she'll figure out what you're doing and realize that you're upset and question you all about it. But when she says you're just doing the same thing I did to you, you just play dumb and gaslight her back. If she's doing this intentionally and being inconsiderate, then why not test her? Between this story and the 38-year-old pregnant mom banging her parents, the stories are getting too crazy to make up, which is why they are most likely real. Someone recently posted on my channel's message board that I should continue making my content as long as possible, calling out BS like this, because while I may be preaching to the choir is constantly being tempted to leave the choir. Because of that, I should keep doing what I'm doing and not stop. Hearing stuff like that makes me feel like it's worth doing. It's also worth it because I'm listening to stories that are getting crazier and crazier, and I have no idea to prove if they're real or just trolls. But the stories I shared today had hundreds of comments, and the glad panda responded to them, so odds are they're real. Most of us couldn't imagine being a cuck, yet here we have a new high class of cuck. He's fine with guys spawning up his wife's snatch, but he probably imagines a Trump supporter's sperm as being shaped like Trump himself. Billions of baby Trumps swimming up her love canal, grabbing her where she pees. It's also sad when your society is more obsessed with hedonism instead of anything else, you know that things are going down the drain pretty quickly. The women in Eastern Europe don't have anywhere near as much of a notch count and promiscuity factor when compared to the women in the West. That's telling me that Eastern Europe will be the last man standing when it comes to civilization at this point. It still has some level of freedom. Anyways, that's it for today. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that guys will be lining up to smash Glad Panda's wife, and he'll follow them around with a mop and bucket to pick up all the Trump-flavored sperm off the floor. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the LGBTQ families that'll probably turn to incest any day now once polyamory is no longer exciting enough away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.